I agree 100%. The problem is we cannot tolerate and accept it. Because what's happening, you see at the university community level, by not practicing this, the horror that we see, and I'll use just ALU Unified, 300,000 students graduating with diplomas they can't read. And there, you're not affecting just a couple of things. You know, we have could have a bigger building or a better program or more multimedia in the classroom. We have 300,000 illiterate individuals who were told that they've graduated and we're feeling good about ourselves. What do you think that comes from? Precisely what you just said. It doesn't exist. The very core of the people, we're affecting people's lives. And nobody cares. I agree with you. And I say, precisely, remember I said, go the opposite of what the conventional wisdom is? That what we need to do is put these kind of principles back into those places, especially welfare system. All those social programs that say we can't do it are actually the ones that need about the most. Just like I said about marketing, the most critical aspect of marketing belongs in nonprofit. The most critical aspect of all this, especially ethics, belongs in the social system. It doesn't happen, and for that, I think that's a tragedy. That's horrible. And by the way, the solution is really simple. Put the rules in place that reward that kind of stuff, that motivate it. The employee that comes and says, hey, I found a new way to save $100 million. Don't just give them a $10 thank you or a turkey for Thanksgiving. You get 5% of our cost savings for the next 5 years. Remember I said about the carrot? Yes, give them the plaque. Yes, do at the annual, whatever you call it, or the quarterly, or whatever it is. That's important. Where's the paycheck? You know that works really successfully in the defense industry. If you work for a defense contractor and you find ways to save money, you get a cut out of it. And it works beautifully, fantastically. And by the way, that same concept should apply to every organization and company in this whole country. Why? It pays dividends hundreds of times more than anything else that you do. When you give somebody the motivation to come up with a great idea, then granted you have to sift, make sure it's a good idea, make sure it's applicable, obviously. But at least pay attention. And give the opportunity, and give the reward. Not just a handshake and a hug. Because you'll do that once, you do it twice. But after the third time, you're going to scratch your head, excuse me, you just saved $1 million, and I got a turkey.